Welcome to the Backyard Convos. I'm Khadija. I wanted to say I am grateful that I get to do this. And I do want to thank God that I was able to do this because I like talking to you guys and just kind of getting to know and just you guys getting to know me. And I do want to make this episode about me. Just so you guys can have like a better understanding of who I am and things that I like. You know, just to kind of field it out. But usually I'll talk about things that are funny during the week, things that made me laugh, things that I learned, and like business tips. But I kind of want to just talk about me, kind of so you guys get to know me a little bit. Just a few things. I used to live in California, now I live in Florida. I also enjoy hikes. Not much hiking area here in Florida, but I do enjoy hikes. I enjoy reading. I enjoy playing games. I enjoy learning things. I enjoy music, literally any type of music, as long as I'm moving. I have a wide range of music collection. I'll go from listening to classical, to pop, to rock, to art alternative, to rap, to R&B, to literally, honestly, country. I'm a spectrum when it comes to music. Food-wise, I'm not super adventurous with. I kind of keep within the limits. I'm kind of in the middle when it comes to food. I'll try different foods, but I'm kind of... I just tried alligator... When did I try alligator? Now think about it. I tried alligator bites, and that's not a fan. Would not try that again. That, I would give it like a... maybe a 3 out of 5. Or no, that's too. That's too nice. Maybe a 2 out of 5, because it was just super chewy and just not. It's just not it. It wasn't it. People are telling me that if it's chewy, then that's probably like it was overcooked. But I'm not trying that again. It was too chewy for me, so I'm good with my regular. I'm kind of adventurous with my food, but not like super adventurous. But yeah, so. I like a lot of those things. I kind of want to do a would you rather section, and I just kind of, you have better understanding, get to know me a little better with like figuring out like would you rather do this, would you rather not do that. I did not have any questions set up, so I am going to be using some questions from the internet. Well, let me see if I can pull them up. I'm excited. But yeah, so I moved from California to Florida, and I enjoy it. The weather's kind of the same, where, like, temperature-wise, it's kind of hot, except it's more humid here, more alligators here, more snakes, more all that stuff. It's kind of, like, different. It's so funny, because when you think about California, you think about Florida, you don't think about, like, them being the same field. You think, like, oh, they're two different states and two different, like, vibes, I guess you can call it. Like, you can call California more of, like, a liberal state and Florida more of like a conservative state. But hey, I like them both. But let me go ahead and I'm gonna ask these questions and answer them. So would you rather? First question is, would you rather plan your date or go with the flow? That's a good question. Let's see. Would I rather plan my date or go with the flow? If it's a first date, I would rather go with the flow because in a way, I would know what to expect. I would have them, you know, like, hey, do this. I would say the only bad date I've had was I had a first date with this person, he was a really cool person. He was older. And we went to a Peruvian restaurant, and he ordered for me. He ordered, like, ceviche for me, which I never had ceviche. But the ceviche was special because it had squid in it. He ordered for himself chicken, and I was, like, nibbling at the shrimp around the squid because I'm not a fan of squid. I don't like squid, so that was the only time that I'd say, like, my first date was that. But usually, I would answer go with the flow rather than plan a date. Next question. Would you rather kiss in Paris or kiss in a tent in the woods? It doesn't matter. A kiss is a kiss. So I'd take a tent in the woods because Paris is nice. I would love to travel to Paris. That'd be kind of nice. But I don't think the difference would make. I don't think it would make a difference if you kissed in the water or if you kissed in Paris. So I'm gonna go with kiss in a tent. Such a weird question. Next question. Would you rather have a lot of acquaintance or just a few close friends? This is a hard question because I've had like a whole thing where I've had a bunch of acquaintances and then later on, you know, they become friends. Acquaintances are fun because you can like, you can have different people for different things. And close friends, obviously, these are people who know you for a long time. And I've always wanted to have that. I would have, obviously, I think just a few close friends because at least you know you can trust these people. You can call these people in case of emergency. I have a friend that I can literally call when my car is broken down. This person will come where I'm at and help me, like, jumpstart my car. So, a few close friends for sure. Next question. Would you rather work for the best boss or be your own boss? Wow, that's a hard question. It's a hard question because, yeah, if you get a, like, but also it's hard to find the best boss, but like if you have the best boss or be your own boss. It's always nice to be your own boss. Like, what would qualify as the best boss for me would pretty much be it's hard because it would depend on, like, what you consider as best boss, you know what I mean? And I think even if you had the best boss, you would have this inkling to just do your own thing and be your own being. So even though I would really love to work for the best boss, I think deep down it would be nice to be my own boss. So I'm going to go with be my own boss. Next question. Would you rather go skydiving or snowboarding? Wow. This is funny because there was a time where I did want to go skydiving, and it happened where my appointment for my flight twice was delayed. So I never actually went skydiving, but I was supposed to go skydiving, and snowboarding would be fun and new. I think now that I've kind of decided I don't want to go skydiving, I'd probably try snowboarding. Even though skydiving is still kind of fun and still would be kind of cool to do, I would do snowboarding. Next would you rather question. Would you rather work 4 days a week or work 2 months? 2 months on and off. Good question. 4 days a week or work 2 months on and 2 months off. I feel like 4 days a week sounds great. I have worked 4 days a week before. I've actually worked 4 days a week. It's kind of nice. So I would definitely go with work 2 months on and 2 months off because that's something I haven't done, and I think it builds creativity and it brings back joy. Because if you work 2 months out of the year and then you work 2 months off, you have time to kind of collect yourself, enjoy yourself. And if you need to travel, you can, and then come back and you're rejuvenated. So I'd definitely say 2 months 2 months on, 2 months off. 2 months on, 1 month off. Sorry, I didn't read the question correctly. Next question. Would you rather know what you will be doing 5 years in the future or take life as it comes? I mean, as much as I like to know things ahead of time, I think that I'm doing the taking life as it comes right now, and I'm just going with the flow. I definitely would do that. Take life as it comes. Even though I like to know what I'll be doing in 5 years in the future, I like the spontaneity. I like to be surprised. So I'm going to go with take life as it comes because I'm doing that right now and I enjoy it. Still difficult, don't get me wrong, but I'd rather that than actually know what I'm doing. I'm not that much of a person to know. Next question. Would you rather eat healthier or exercise regularly? Ooh, this is a good one. Because this ties into health just in general. But like, you know, what's better for someone, eating healthier every day or exercising regularly. And I came from I used to be a runner. I used to run all the time. In high school, and even after high school, I was running. So I would say I would rather exercise regularly because I think no matter what I eat, if I'm counterbalanced with exercise, I think I'm better off, in my opinion. Sometimes eating healthier is helpful, but for me, where I'm at right now, I think exercising regular would benefit me best. Next question. This one's a little silly. This is, would you rather meet Big Bird or Barney? This is really silly. Big Bird's kind of cool. Barney, I did see every once in a while. And it's the funny thing that I never really grew up on. Like, I did see both of them, but I never grew up on either one of them. I did see Big Bird, every one episode or so, and I did see Barney, maybe one episode or so. So, honestly, at my stage in life, I don't care. I'd probably want to see Big Bear. Big Bird. I'd rather see Big Bird. Next question. Would you rather marry for love or marry for financial security? Wow. This is, how shallow are you? This type of question is if I say I'm going to marry for financial security, I'm going to sound super shallow. But if I say I'm going to marry for love, I honestly, even if the question is shallow, I would still marry for love because at the end of the day, nothing can go away. And at the end of the day, you got to love the person you're with. And you got to love them, and you also have to, like I said, you got to love them whether they're old, fat, you know what I mean? Over time, you gotta love them no matter what they look like, no matter what stage in life they are. Over time, it's just, I'm married for love. Next question. Would you rather have a fully stocked snack bar or a limitless coffee machine? I don't do coffee. So I'd go with snack bar. I don't know why that was a quick question because I don't really drink coffee. So. Next question. This is also generated from the internet, so this is kind of cool. Would you rather work more hours or have a short commute? Sorry, because I can't read. Would you rather work more hours or have a short commute or work less hours and have a long commute? Ooh, that sounds awful. So you're working less, but your commute is longer. So in a way, you're making less money. And you're spending more money. If you're commuting is far, and hypothetically, if you're driving, then you have to put money in your car to do that. Logically, I think working more and have a short commute makes more sense. It makes more sense, logically. Work more and have a short commute. Your commute's not that far. That means you're saving money, and you're working longer. That makes more sense, logically, than to work less and have a long commute. Logically, I'm going to go with the first one. Next question. Would you rather know what you will be doing 5 years in the future or come as you go? Which we've already answered that one. Next question. Would you rather be without elbows or without knees? This is funny. Wow. Without knees is kind of difficult. Without elbows. I'm thinking without elbows. It's so funny that we're talking about this because I watched a show today on Amazon, and that's non-sponsored by Amazon, by the way, called Peripheral. And they have a character in the show who has no knees and one of his arms is gone. So I'd probably choose no elbow. Yeah, it's interesting. I know it'd be kind of hard to eat, but I feel like you can get those hands. So I'd rather have no elbows because no legs, no knees is still fine, either way. But to have the option of... I think for me personally, it's like a matter of like, I understand I may not have an elbow, but I can always patch and it's fine. I can go on without it as well. So I'm gonna go with no elbow. Next question. Would you rather have the right to privacy or security? Interesting. Would you rather have the right to privacy or security? So I think they're saying, I'm trying to figure this out myself, so I'm thinking, would you rather have the right to have privacy or right to have security? Good question. Because I like my privacy. And security is obviously important, because you don't want to... So that would mean, like, you're not having a private life, but you have people around you who will protect you. See, but that's the thing. What happens when you don't have people around you to protect you? You know what I mean? I mean, you can protect yourself. When you have rights to privacy, at least you have control of that. The right to security, you're kind of open, and you're left to... It's as if you're playing a chess game, and if your pieces don't cover you, then you will be... So I'm going to go with... I know that was kind of weird, but... weird way of thinking about it. But I'm going to go with the right to privacy. That was a really good one, though. Next question. Would you rather have bad body odor or bad breath? Wow. I don't know if I want to answer this. This is like, this is, why would you do that to yourself? Why would you either one? Let's see. So bad body odor would require, like, that's a consistent thing, that you constantly have bad odor or bad breath. With bad breath, you can, you know, put like a gum, or you can use Listerine to get rid of that. But bad body odor, like, that's stuck with you, because either you can take a shower to clean up, or, you know, sometimes you just have nasty bad odor. I'm gonna go with bad breath, because that's an easy fix compared to bad body odor. That's kind of hard to fix, and I feel like, yeah, I'd rather have bad breath. I mean, I choose neither one of those, to be honest. But if I choose between the two, I would choose bad breath. Then I can, like, easily fix that. Like, toss a gum in my mouth, go brush my teeth, or even put Listerine in there. And it's funny, because I work in a position that is related to that smell. Next question. Would you rather have shrimp or fingers or creamy nipples? This question is so silly. Wow, this makes silly. Okay, would you rather have shrimps for fingers or screaming nipples? Man, I think screaming nipples is too loud, and I'd rather have shrimp for fingers, because I mean, you can't really do anything with your fingers, but at least, like, you kind of, like, can figure out how to go about life. You can adapt. With screaming nipples, you can also adapt as well, but they're kind of noisy. Like, everywhere you go, I mean, either, let's just, you put, like, even if you bra on, you know, like, still, like, kind of noisy. Everyone knows you're coming. You're putting attention. I'm going to go with shrimp for fingers. Next question. Would you rather spill food on your clothes constantly, or trip over the stairs constantly? Ooh, wow, those are both bad. So, would you rather spill food on your clothes constantly, or trip over the stairs constantly? If you spill stuff on your clothes constantly, you're constantly have to clean up out that. I mean, it's a matter of just annoyance. They're both annoying. You don't want to do either one of them. You don't want to get stuck in your clothes. But tripping over the stairs constantly could eventually lead to you injuring yourself. You can potentially harm yourself if, like, if you're constantly tripping over the stairs, and this one time you trip over the stairs, you harm yourself. You're supposed to go to the hospital. And if you spill food on your clothes, you're not really, like, preventing or harming yourself. It's just annoying at that point. And you're tired of spilling stuff on your clothes. So I'd rather spill food on my clothes. Because over time, if you keep tripping over the stairs constantly, you're going to at some point you may like harm yourself, and I'm okay with that. I'm gonna go with spill food on my clothes. Next question. Would you rather be a firefighter or a police officer? Interesting. I mean, both jobs are kind of nice. You're helping people either way. Sort of. We won't get into it. I'm just going to answer the question and move on. We're going to say I'd rather be a firefighter because I feel like for me personally, that's the best way to help people. I actually feel like I'm involved in actually helping someone. Like, your house is burning, I actually go in to help you. Much better. Next question. Would you rather keep the death penalty or abolish it? Ooh, they got political. Let's see. Wow. I truly don't know, because I'm not sure. I don't know what my answer would be for this. Would you rather keep the death penalty or abolish it? That's a good question. I mean, so death penalty is used only for people who commit, like, heinous crimes, I think. See, that's the reason why I can't ask this question, because I feel like I'm not knowledgeable on this subject. But I'm going to say abolish it, because if I'm not mistaken, it takes a lot to go into the death penalty. Like, I think that there's a lot of money involved into doing this, and you can just sentence someone life in prison. And it takes years, and I think it takes money as well. It takes time and effort. So I think I'm going to go with lifetime in prison. I mean, abolish it. That's not what the question is. Abolish it would be my answer. Next question. Would you rather spend a month without Instagram or Facebook? Wow, this is kind of an easy question because they're kind of the same thing, and I don't really use Facebook anymore. Like, I don't know anyone who uses Facebook as much as, like that. I mean, you have to see who uses Facebook not as much, so I'm definitely going to go. I haven't had a Facebook in, like, years. I haven't had a Facebook since maybe, like, I had one in 2012 for sure. I probably had one in 2013. But maybe, like, by the time 2014 came out, I didn't have a Facebook anymore. So probably like 2013, last time I had a Facebook. So definitely go a month without Facebook, because I'm already doing that. And I might even go without Instagram, but Facebook, yeah. Next question. Would you rather fight one bear-sized duck or 10 duck-sized bears? Wow. Would you rather fight one bear-sized duck? So a duck that's the size of a bear, or 10 little bears? So one big duck, or 10 little bears? Huh. I think logically, no matter the size, like, so let's say you have baby size, so pretty much you'd have, like, baby bears, pretty much, are kind of probably the same size as ducks. 10 of those against one person, I mean, even if you were stronger than most of them, at some point, they can all gang up on you at the same time. But then you'd have to fight, like, a huge duck. But ducks also, like, they're not as, like, worrisome as bears. So, like, bears are a little bit more worrisome just because of the fact they have claws and climb up trees. Like, I can probably get away from a duck. Oh, but they're the size of a bear. That's a pretty big duck. But still, it's not like they're not like super like big. But they, yeah. And so I'm thinking I'm gonna go with, I'd rather have to fight a bear-sized duck, because in a way, bears are kind of big. But I think like the biggest bear, the tallest bear, is probably like maybe, I'm probably exaggerating, 8 feet. That's probably an exaggeration. Maybe they're only 6 feet. I could be lying. Maybe not 6 feet. But like, they're tall, but not that tall. So, and ducks also don't, they have, like, webbed feet, so they're limited to things they can do. They could probably, like, go up, like, a tree and attack from above. So, I think I'm going to go with, I would rather fight a bear-sized duck. Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with. Would you rather visit the mountain or the sea? Ooh, it's a great question, and it's kind of easy to answer. But I used to live in California where there was mountains, and now I live in Florida where there's oceans and water and sea. And as much as I enjoy it, the sea life, I think that I still need to learn how to swim. So I would rather visit the mountains. Because the mountain's really where I'm at, and that's a peaceful meditation area. So, I'd rather visit the mountain. Next question. Would you rather have ice cream for breakfast or go to school in your pajamas? Oh, those are both fun. Those are both fun. I feel like I would have ice cream for breakfast. Or go to school in my pajamas. I'm not in school anymore, and they both are fun, and none of these are embarrassing at all. So I mean, like, as an adult, I don't go to school anymore, so I'm probably gonna go with ice cream for breakfast. Okay, second to last one. Question. Would you rather have smelly feet or food stuck in your teeth all day? Wow, this is kind of hard because smelly feet is kind of embarrassing, especially if other people can smell it. But there has been a people when you put your foot in your shoe, you don't even know it's smelly until you take it out of the shoe and you're like, ooh, I have smelly feet. It depends on severity, obviously, of how bad smelly your feet are. Ooh, smell is kind of a hard one. Or have food stuck in your teeth all day. So it's a matter of like, they're both embarrassing. I don't know which one I'd rather have. Like, I'm thinking about it, like, would I rather have smelly feet or I don't even know. Ugh, smelly feet's kind of like gross, and sucking your teeth is kind of like, but it's all day. It's not even like you can see, take it out, but it's all day you're walking around with something. I'm gonna go with something in my mouth, even though like that's embarrassing all day and smelly feet, kind of like hide it. You can also go and like wash your feet, I guess. Yeah. Then I'm gonna go with something in my teeth. Alright, last and final question. Would you rather go without your phone or dinner? Honestly, both of these are something I've gone without my phone before, and sometimes I kind of get lazy to make dinner, or if I'm not get lazy, sometimes I'm not like super hungry at night, so I won't eat dinner, so I can do both, and it doesn't seem like you have to do this permanently, it seems like you just do it one time, so I mean, I can do either one, but going without my phone for the day, it's kind of hard, even though I tell myself I don't need it, like whatever. It's now become like a part where like if someone needs to reach me or something like that, like, this is so like embarrassing. But I'm gonna say I'd rather go without dinner because I don't know. Like I don't have to. If I eat breakfast and lunch, I'm good without eating dinner. Going without my phone, that kind of puts like a reality check on me. Like, oh, I would rather go without my phone. Would rather go without dinner rather than without my phone. Like, that's how you know that maybe I may be too codependent on my phone. But that is it. I hope you enjoyed this Would You Rather questionnaire, kind of get to know me. And honestly, this was fun. I love doing these type of things. But next time I will be talking about things like things that are fun, things that are interesting, things that I learned, tips and tricks. But other than that, I'll see you guys next week. Stay cool, be cool, and keep living. All right, bye.